We're Flo and Joan. We're sisters, real sisters, same parents. We get asked this question a lot. Are you sure you're real sisters? And lots of people will say, because you don't look the same. Are you sure you're real sisters? So we've written them a song.
Yes.
We used to live in Canada. We lived in Toronto for a few years. Very good. Yeah, it's good. It's nice there. Better than England at the moment.
Yep.
We used to get quite homesick when we lived there, though, so we wrote this next song in the style of an old English folk song, and we'd sing it to help us remind ourselves of the good old days in England. This next song is... no, this is the song.
There was a little woman, and she had no house or home. So she found herself a forest, a new pasture for to roam. She was a lady in the woods. God gave her the woods, but he took away her legs. Some people mistook her for a stump, but she was definitely a lady, a legless lady in the woods. When you're living in the woods, there's a lack of luxury. She didn't have scissors, couldn't cut her hair. It grew so long it got tangled with the weeds on the trees. She was a long-haired, legless lady in the woods. She had nowhere to be, so she always took her time. She took so much time. If you were to describe her with a word, you might say she did lollygag. She was a lollygagging, long-haired, legless lady in the woods. A lollygagging, long-haired, legless lady in the woods. God took so much from the lady, but in turn gave her a tree. A lemon tree. And she sucked those lemons every day, which made the rubberiness of her lips go away. Her lips were so loose, but she loved those lemons. She was a lemon-loving, loose-lipped, lollygagging, long-haired, legless lady in the woods. And did we mention that her name was Linda? Linda, the lemon-loving, loose-lipped, lollygagging, long-haired, legless lady in the woods. An unhappy woman was she. She had no treats or toys. But if you told her a dick joke, it would bring her so much joy. So lowbrow Linda. She had no other company, so she tore care to the trees. She didn't choose words, just a whooshing sounds, and the trees knew what she means. Yes, she could talk tree. She was Linda the bilingual, lowbrow, lemon-loving, loose-lipped, lollygagging, long-haired, legless lady in the woods. And she produced milk like you've never seen. She was Linda the lactating bilingual, lowbrow, lemon-loving, loose-lipped, lollygagging, long-haired, legless lady in the woods. All those forest nights alone can wreak havoc on a woman's libido. So she found herself a lizard love, and that lit up Linda's heart. But that lizard found another lizard, and that lying little lizard left her. She was Linda the lusty lizard, kissing lonely, lactating, bilingual, lowbrow, lemon-loving, loose-lipped, lollygagging, long-haired, legless lady in the woods. There's more. A wizard of a woman was Linda. She was the master of the lute. And she did write songs. She loved writing songs, lugubrious songs. She wrote this song, and she warbled these songs into the wind in the hopes that someday someone would find them. And luckily for Linda, they fell in our ears. So we sing to you her lacrimatory lyrics to continue her legacy.
Her legacy.
Her legacy. She also loved licorice. She was Linda, the licorice-eating, legendary, lyrical, lugubrious, lacrimatory, lusty, lizard-kissing, lowly, lactating, bilingual, lowbrow, lemon-loving, loose-lipped, lollygagging, long-haired, legless lady in the woods. Yeah, Linda was a lot.